Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, your host James here. I'm joined by Melissa and Seth. And right now on the phone, we have our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Not too bad. How about things there?
Doing good, doing good. We're enjoying our Friday Eve around here. what has Mother Nature got in store for us?
Yeah, still kind of more of the same here. The status quo continues with this cold weather and the on-off snow showers, flurries. We'll see some more of that today here as a high stay around 27 as a west wind stay from 10 to 15. 19 tonight, some more flurries and snow showers, just some light accumulations until about 22 on Friday. Some more flurries, some clouds, otherwise west wind still around 10 to 20 tomorrow. 11 Friday night with some flurries. Maybe some flurries into Saturday, otherwise more clouds and some low 20s with a west wind at about 10 to 25. Four above Saturday night. Upper 20s Sunday with some sunny breaks. Next week looking quiet and warmer for the first few days. 32 Monday, partly sunny and some mid to 30s, maybe a shot at a 40 here by Tuesday, Wednesday, leading up towards Thanksgiving. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
We appreciate it, Paul. However, I'm going to have to return that forecast. I kept my receipt. I'd like to return that. If we appreciate the time, Paul. Thank you always.
That's right. Yeah, you have to look back on our return policy.
Yes. Well played, sir. Well played.
Nice.
We'll talk tomorrow, Paul. You have a great day.
All right.
Take care. Best in the business right
now. Oh, man.
Well, so good.
I don't know. I don't want to kill the messenger, but 4 degrees. Oh. 4 degrees.
Yeah. We live in shacks. That's the time of year. We just go from one shack to the next.
That's
we
it.
Call them houses and apartments and stores, but it's just shack to shack.
Ways to
shack.
Stay that's warm. That's it. Yeah.
I've been dying to get into this one, you guys. I think this is a fun topic. And keep in mind, we've got Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up. Our Wicked Awesome Word of Thursday from Quality Plus Printing. And, of course, we'll have a chance between now and 10 o'clock to get a turkey qualifier. Thanks to our friends at Quality Foods. You have a chance to win a free nice-sized bird. Nice turkey.
Yeah.
Have you heard the term familicet? F-A-M-I-L-E-C-T. Familicet.
Mm. No.
No, I don't think I've ever heard that before.
It's a mashup of family and dialect.
Oh,
okay.
Someone coined it a while back, and The Atlantic did an article last year. Now it's in the news because the holidays are coming up, and we're going to be around a lot of family that we're not always around all the time. It means made-up words or phrases that only you and your family use.
Mm-hmm.
It also includes things like inside jokes and shared references. For example, maybe your dad accidentally called himself your dud 20 years ago, so you've been teasing him about it ever since.
That's good, yes.
Yep.
Someone polled over 20,000 Americans and asked if their family has their own familect, and around 2 in 5 people said yes. 39% said they do, 41% don't, and 20% might, but can't remember any words or phrases specifically.
You have to be in the moment, yeah.
Yeah, that's one I actually understand that.
Yep.
I get that one. I don't have any problem with that one.
Yeah.
I do have an issue with the 41% that say they don't. You're too close to it. You're too close to it.
I think you're right.
Every family has this.
Yep.
Every family has this. It's one of the coolest things I think about family, really.
It's having all those, the inside stuff. I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Think about stuff that comes up every single year, you know?
That you laugh about, but if somebody's there that's not part of your family, they're like, why is
what?
It?
What? Yeah.
What's going on?
Yep.
Why is that funny?
Every outside of Native American listeners out there, every one of our families were immigrants. Every
That's
one
right.
of our families mm-hmm. came over here speaking mm-hmm. a different dialect. And then you break down, like, you know, look at Poland, for example, where mm-hmm. you've got Poland is a little similar to the Midwest here, where you've got an accent up north and you got a different accent down south. Mm-hmm. Scotland deals with a little of this.
Mm-hmm.
Dialects are just fascinating, but they're also just, you know, all over. I mean, there's thousands. Mm-hmm. of different dialects
mm-hmm.
When you break it down and you get into just different regions and stuff. Texas is another good example. You'll talk to people in Texas born and raised there, and you wouldn't guess it by their accent. Whereas there's, just a couple miles down the, or a couple, 100 miles down the road, you've got a thick accent that's right there.
That's right.
Happens in Chicago all the time. I've got mm-hmm. relatives that, spent every moment of their life in Chicago that speak that stereotypical Chicagoan accent.
Mm-hmm.
And people in their own house they grew up with that don't
at all. Right.
Right. It's just weird. And I'm not talking about like my cousin that moved to South Carolina and 5 minutes later had an accent. Like, I don't mean that. I love you.
We also choose our accents. Just keep that in mind, everybody.
Love
we choose our accents.
Love you. Yeah, love you. But yeah, it was hilarious. I call her up on the phone to find out how she's doing. And said, man, they got a Southern accent. I'm like, what are you doing? That's how that works. I love this, though. I think that, you know, what is one of the things that we're told and we all are raised doing this time of year, being thankful for our family? These are the friends you don't get to choose.
That's right.
They just are. They, you know,
you might as well make the best of it. In other words, yeah.
Hopefully, you know, I can admit that I come into this a little biased. I love my family. I'm right. You know, very close to my family and everything. So even with family members I'm not that close to, we're still close.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's that kind of thing. I think that it's interesting with the dialect part because, as I was saying, the immigration come to this country. Everybody's a first generation. That first generation of immigrants obviously still have the accents. Mm-hmm. When they're teaching English to their children or their kids are learning English in school and they come home and they hear a word said differently, that's going to skew things. Then you look at people like myself or Seth that have moved around a bit. Well, at a young age, it probably will be more affecting than as an adult. But even as a young adult, it can still be affect your dialect. And I do love the inside joke part, too. That's a great one. That's great.
Yes.
Actually, my family, my dad invented a language.
Really?
You use it on English, and it's a little complicated to go in right now because we don't have the time to do it. But it, so like James' name would be Jailfames. Selfeth would be me.
Selfeth, okay, all right, I like it.
And then I believe Melissa, because it goes by syllables, it doesn't go by actual words. So Melfa Il, how many syllables does your name have? Melissa, three. Yeah, so it'd be Melel. Philel Sulfa is what Melissa's name would be. Yeah. And you can do this. Once you learn the rules, it's easy. You can do it with any word in the English language.
We don't
use it. I mean, it's not like we may have conversations in it.
But
it's fun, you know.
Yeah. The more I hear about that man, the more I like him. Like, that's awesome. That's cool.
Well, did any of you guys speak Pig Latin at home?
Oh, yes.
Not really. Not much.
Yeah.
Just as, you know, like occasionally fun. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. For fun. My mom liked to do that now and then.
My sister
it's like
and
our secret language, which is not a secret.
Everyone knows Pig Latin, right? Yeah,
pretty much.
That's funny you said that, Melissa. My sister and I thought the same thing. We thought we'd come up with our own language, and we did Pig Latin, and we thought we were so creative, and like nobody would be able to figure it out. And I'll never forget my dad yelling into the living room, "Would you two stop that? You're not getting any more." Because we were talking about asking him for something more of like pudding or cookies or whatever it was. And he just like immediately right in that moment realized, okay, all right.
Now he understands us. Yeah,
it's not that not great.
Did you guys have any made-up words in your households?
I had a cousin that did that just for fun. He would make up words, and I'm trying to remember some of the words that he came up with. One was Bahaney.
Okay. What was that for?
It was more like an exclamation, you know, like Bahaney kind of thing, or Befretta-retta. Again, I don't know what half these words meant, but he came up with them all the time. I don't know why.
That's excellent.
My mom came up with one for the holidays because we would get together and spend a weekend at a lodge or something, but we'd only do two meals. So we would have brunch and drupper.
Nice.
Brunch and drupper. Drupper is a good one. I like that.
Yeah, because it's lunch and supper together.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My sister had such a hard time with certain letters growing up, and she loved Hardee's. She loved the ball pit at Hardee's. And so anytime she got to pick where we were going to go, Jill, where do you want to go? And she'd go, parties. Every time. Every single time.
Oh, that's cute.
She works so hard. She gets so worked up at everything, and she tries so hard. And to this day, Jill, you want to go to parties? No. No, I don't. So mad about it. Those are good
cute.
Ones. I think that I generally think every family's got some stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite ones is my beloved nephew, August. who was when he was like 3 or 4 years old. Now he's a teenager, so he I don't know if he loves or hates it when we come up with this. But once when he was, they were at a pizza restaurant, my family or my sister's family, and they're getting ready, and they got the, you know, the peppers shaker and then the Parmesan cheese shaker. In my family, we call Parmesan cheese shaky cheese.
Yeah,
because you shake it to get it out, right?
Okay.
And so he sees this and the pizza, and I think my brother-in-law starts putting it on his pizza, and August goes, shaky cheese on pizza? What the heck? I swear to God, we bring that up every time we see him.
That's good. That's good.
But he's okay with it. He's actually kind of cool with it. So, yeah.
I want to put this theory to the test because, like I said, I do believe that every family has this. Let's open it up to the audience, 424-2600. Yeah. If you want to call up and join the conversation, share with us. Maybe your family is a word that they use that only you and your family use, or something like that that fits under this umbrella. We'd love to hear from you guys. 424-2600. And you can call in this hour. I will say in this hour you can call.
Yeah.
And keep on listening because you're going to have a chance to call in and play some trivia with our turkey trivia thanks to our friends at Quality Foods. IGA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for now, we'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back in the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and got plenty more fun things lined up for you here at Mornings on WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear AOL buddy. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Zoe. Zoe Deschanel, everybody, friend of the show. She has no idea who we are. I love that one. That's a good one. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. And if you're hungry, we encourage you to treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 Stead Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Get your tail on over there. Enjoy some great food from in a great atmosphere from our wonderful friends at Misty's Menu.
Mm-hmm.
I have a nice list here. I've got three names on the list.
All right.
Want to send a big shout out to everybody that got us these. Please get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info at WFHR, James at WFHR, like our Facebook page, direct message us that way, Morse code, anything you need to do. You could write it in the snow, but I don't think we're going to see it in time.
No, no.
So probably better to just send it to us.
Yes.
Seth, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
Let's do 2 today.
All right. That gives us our qualifier, so we can go ahead and get into the celebration. And we want to go right away to Lacey Williams.
Ooh, happy birthday, Lacey.
Happy birthday, Lacey.
Lacey, enjoy your day. We hope it's a great one for you. Have a fantastic day.
Mm-hmm.
Also, want to wish very happy birthday to Rebecca Schmidt.
Rebecca, happy birthday.
Hey, Rebecca.
Have a great day, Becca. Hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy your day. And celebrating, and this is just how it worked out, everybody. Seth cannot see the list.
I cannot.
We want to wish very happy 25th, I believe. Yeah, 25th, I believe, to Raven Knipple.
Oh, Raven.
Happy birthday, Raven.
Happy birthday.
Raven is a pointer. He's going to school up at Stevens Point right now. He is my godson. One of mine.
Very cool.
Raven's an amazing human being, an amazingly funny, intelligent, smart kid. Not going too deep into the weeds here or anything, but the family, the Knipples, have been through some stuff lately. And I just want to send a shout out to them, let them know I'm thinking of them as a family. One of the best families I've met in this state, the Knipples. I love every single one of them, very close to them, care very much about them, and hope that they are healing and doing well and know that we are there for them if they need it. Mm-hmm. And Raven, have an excellent day, young man. Have a wonderful day.
Indeed. Happy birthday.
Raven is very involved in things over in Stevens Point, and you can see his name and see his face around a lot of things up there. Again, when I talk about the youth, he's one of them.
Very cool.
Kids are getting things done. Congratulations, Raven, on being our qualifier, and to everybody that got us names, we appreciate that. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. The wonderful Rachel McAdams is 44 today. Christina Palmer and Doctor Strange, Allie and The Notebook, Claire in Wedding Crashers, Regina in Mean Girls, Irene Adler in Sherlock Holmes movies. I mean, just a great actress, and she gets a lot of work for a lot of reasons. Like, she's good.
She is very, very good.
Very, very different roles, each one of those parts I just said, too.
Very versatile. Mm-hmm. Very versatile actor.
I think that The Notebook is the most recent, modern love tale. That really hits home when you think of love movies or movies about romance or anything like
that.
The Notebook is one of those ones that come up. And I think Ryan Gosling is a fantastic actor, does really good. That movie is just not the same without Rachel McAdams.
No.
That, it's just not the same without her. She, I think she's the glue of that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You could say the older couple. I think that the two legendary actors right there as well.
Yep.
But her work in that, you know, she's done a lot of funny. She's done funny, drama, comedy, all this stuff. Very good movie.
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't get typecast in just the romance movies because she could have very easily, but I'm glad she's able to branch out and do all those other things too.
For me, she was one of the highlights of the second Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was going to get that big of a role in it, and I was super glad she did, and man, did she do a good job with that one.
Yeah,
wow.
Really did. Let's see here. Daisy Fuentes is 56, former VJ in MTV. Oh, God, she was the first Latin VJ. Man, does that bring back, like,
Daisy
wow.
Daisy Fuentes. For a while there, she was like a hot commodity.
Yes, yes.
She was everywhere. My goodness.
Mm.
RuPaul is 62.
There's a ceiling breaker right there.
Right there. What he has done with his career and is unparalleled. Whatever you want to say, however you feel about him, unparalleled.
Trailblazer. Trailblazer. I mean, he did some stuff back in the day that, I mean, considering where we are now, it's amazing what he did. It was absolutely remarkable.
Trailblazing.
He did.
I don't think that's a stretch.
He didn't care. He didn't care what anyone thought. He was going to do his thing.
Starts out as with a pop song. And becomes, build some steam there. Mm-hmm. And then where you look at his career is now, where we know him in the makeup. We know him out of the makeup.
Yep.
I don't know if he's not a household name, he's the step right below it.
Yes. Absolutely.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And none of this done like in a comedic way or kind of trying to ease things in, ease people into this and make them comfortable. Where he has still done that, it hasn't come across that way.
Yep.
But he has. He worked very hard on that part of things.
Very serious. And he's a giant.
Yeah, he is a giant.
He is super tall.
Yes.
If you've ever seen him.
Yeah, 6'4".
Yeah.
I'll never forget seeing somebody try to mess with him.
And
he was sitting down, and they were the same height. And he stood up.
and he stood up.
That gentleman, like, looked down and walked away in shame. Like,
sorry, no.
No.
Not going to happen.
Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio is 64. Kind of made her name as Al Pacino's sister in Scarface, but she's made Marion in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. She was in the Grimm show. Good actress.
She was in The Abyss. I remember that.
She was very good in The
Abyss. Yeah.
Easily one of my favorite characters of all time. Top five character actors of all time. The wonderful, the amazingly talented Stephen Root is 71 today. He's Hawthorne on A Man in the High Castle. He's, of course, Bill in King of the Hill. He was the blind gentleman during Oh, Brother, We're Out Thou, who gives them the record deal.
Mm-hmm.
And many of us will always remember him as Jimmy James in News Radio.
That's right.
One of my favorite roles in TV history, him as Jimmy James.
Office Space.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in Office Space.
I'll give me a stapler. I'm going to burn the building down. If you take me a stapler, okay, but I send it. I'm going to burn the building down.
What a great career. Interesting career. He's been everywhere.
Fascinating.
Done everything, yeah.
And a chameleon with his voice and his appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Just so dang. I would give anything to have his career.
Yeah, an amazing career.
Stephen Root can probably still walk into grocery stores and buy his own groceries and all that. And
I don't think anyone would recognize him.
And he's got an IMDb page that every one of us as actors would kill for.
Exactly.
Like, amazing. That's not how that's supposed to work. That's just weird. It's so good. So talented.
Good for him.
Howard Dean is 74. former representative of his state and those things. But Howard,
the presidential candidate.
Yes. Howard Dean is always going to be that, though.
He is.
The presidential candidate that had it right in his hand and just being excited. Just, and that lost him the candidacy or the opportunity to win the
primary.
The primary and everything. The only time I've ever seen that. Like, I've seen people because of scandals, Jimmy Hart when we were kids.
Yeah.
Things like that happen. I think one of the most famous examples is Rudy Giuliani, who had it all lined up after 9/11 that he was going to be the Republican nomination. Gets in this thing in New York that he's going to outlaw all ferrets. And it became this huge mission of his, and it destroyed his candidacy, along with some other things.
Well,
but that was
extramarital affairs,
Yeah, that probably didn't help. But let's be honest, that has never really kept somebody from voting for someone, unfortunately. Yeah. It should, but it doesn't. Weird.
Can we just take a moment and think about the Howard Dean yell, okay? That did that, and where we are now in politics. No one would, that wouldn't even make a stir anymore.
No.
Not even close. And it's only been 16, you know, years or whatever it is, 16, 17 years. I mean, wow.
That is, I'm glad you said that, because that is a note to the rest of, I really genuinely, I think it's very naive on my part. But I think we are seeing things get a little more evened out. I don't know if we've always had extremes on both sides. Mm-hmm. They just have more of a, they're just talking louder now and more obnoxiously. Mm-hmm. I do think that the middle, the purple people, if you will, the people who are, maybe they do vote all this side, all that side, mm-hmm. but they're not an extreme about it. They can still sit around people from another political party.
Right.
I'm talking about those people. That is gaining more and more steam, and we're seeing more and more. That is a true representation of our country, mm-hmm. not these extremes on the right or left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The great, the wonderful Danny DeVito is 78 today. God bless Danny DeVito.
One of the best.
Love him. Love Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito asked me for a kidney. I was like, what time?
Yes.
When do you need it, sir?
What hospital should it be delivered to?
Yes. Yep. I mean, there's this. I love that I can say Danny DeVito's name, and you don't need me to go through his IMDb page. You don't need me to give you his
Everyone
resume.
Knows exactly who he is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's one of those. I got to think that he's got to be a poster child for perseverance.
Yeah.
Seriously. Think about this little Italian dude. Mm-hmm. Very short.
Yeah.
Very. You know, and he, who is going to hire him? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all because of his sheer talent and his charisma.
His perseverance.
And he showed, hey, it doesn't matter. You can be this short little round guy and you can have a great career and people will know who you are. I mean, it's just amazing to me.
One of the first TV shows I remember sitting back and watching with my dad was Taxi.
Yep.
And I loved Christopher Lloyd. I loved him from the moment I saw him, like his weirdness and all that.
Yep.
A big fan of Andy Kaufman. Judd Hirsch, a wonderful leading man, wonderful guy that could really lead a show. But Danny DeVito, man, you could not take your eyes off him. This little guy in this cage.
Yes.
And he just gets so excited, so freaked out on things and stuff. And I just loved it. And he's... Yeah, he's not only still working, he's become such a great producer and director, and he sees this funny show on FX called It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he just thinks that he loves the cast, loves what these guys are doing, and starts reaching out to the creators, Charlie Day, Ron Hawthorne, and all that, right away, and like, hey, I love your show and stuff, and, you know, I'd love to do a guest spot sometime, or do you guys need a producer? You know, how about that and everything? And they get talking, and like, well, how'd you like to be on the show? You know, we love you. We're huge fans of yours. And he almost turned it down because he was so embarrassed. He's like, oh, no, I don't want to. This is your party. I don't want to. I'm going to take away from it. Or no, come, bring it. And it's one of the greatest additions to a DV show ever. He's just such a good fit on that show.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm in this chair without this gentleman. Lorne Michaels is 78 today.
Wow.
SNL creator. Kids of the Hall creator, a couple of other things, movies, TV shows Lauren Michaels has done. Of course, Saturday Night Live is his claim to legacy.
Yep, that's
it is
right.
His legacy. Yep. There is nobody that hasn't been impacted by SNL.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody who has, even if you never watched an episode of SNL in your life, chances are there's an actor that have come from that world that you've enjoyed, you've laughed at.
Yep. And he came up as a lowly writer on Laugh-In.
Yeah.
That was how he got his start in the business. He was one of the writers on Laugh-In. That's what gave him the idea, too, for Saturday Night Live, I think, too.
And there's a lot of, like, stories about Lorne Michaels making people wait for auditions and things like that.
Iron-fisted, Lorne Michaels kind of thing.
I have seen very few people be more self-deprecating than Lorne Michaels at where he is at his status and the way he is about that. He's always been that way. So I have a hard time believing that he could be such a horrible person, and yet we don't see narcissists are self-deprecating. You never see that. You know, you don't see egomaniacs who are self-deprecating.
Yeah, right.
I find that great about him.
Elon Musk.
Right on. Nice. Nicely done. And Melissa, I'm sorry, I ran over what you were saying earlier. Did you say Danny DeVito's 4'10"?
Yep.
I did not know that. I knew he had to be at least 4'5", something like that. But
hey, at least he embraced it, Tom Cruise.
Nice. Well done.
Well, I'm just dunking on everybody today. I don't know what it's...
Yeah, you're a little spunky there.
I don't know why.
We want to wish a very happy birthday to one of the greatest directors, really, of all time. I was actually talking to my cousin when I went over to his house the other day about this, and we got into it, and we were saying, hey, that Marty Scorsese, he's really good, isn't he? I'm like, yeah, he's really good. He's fantastic. Well, did you see Goodfellas? I saw Goodfellas. It's a really good movie. Martin Scorsese is 80 today. Legend.
I love James. Sorry, I got to really quickly say your impression. You did the hands too. But people can't see it. If you've ever seen him talk, I mean, he's like waving his hands around like crazy, you know. And I love it. That's Martin Scorsese.
Oh, that was great.
Well, I certainly haven't agreed with everything Martin Scorsese has said or anything like that necessarily.
Right.
I love Martin Scorsese. Huge influence. Huge, great director. Goodfellas, Raging Bull, The Departed, Taxi Driver. Keep going and going and going. And just some of the most legendary films ever.
A man who obviously his love of movies drove him to be the kind of director he was. And you can disagree with him on many different things, but that's one thing you cannot doubt. The man loves the making movies. He loves watching movies. He's all about movies.
Mm-hmm. Almost everybody I know has a favorite Scorsese movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's noteworthy whenever it comes to a director. I can say the director. You can say your favorite movie, that kind of thing. And I got to say, one of my favorite commercials of all time, because my impression of him is an impression of him in a commercial. There's an old Polaroid commercial to tell you how old this is. And he goes to a development store where he wants to get his film developed.
Mm-hmm.
And he sits there and he's talking to this poor clerk and just talking her ear off. Like, now you see, it was my nephew's birthday party. And what I wanted to do was have the camera right here, but I couldn't get it right there. So I had to actually wait for the sun to move. And then once I had that done, this poor lady's just sitting there like, I don't care. It's funny.
Speaking of self-deprecating, that's very good.
The great Gordon Lightfoot, born on this day, 84 years old for Gordon Lightfoot.
Sundown, you better take care.
Easily my favorite of his. Love Sundown.
Mm-hmm.
I would be remiss if I didn't mention The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Of course.
In our short abbreviated time playing music here, I believe our most requested song.
We pushed against it, not because it's a bad song.
No.
It's a long song. That's the only reason why.
But a great song.
It is a good song, yeah.
You talk about songs that have held up,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think it's fascinating that it's not only held up because it's a longer song,
mm-hmm.
but because what it talks about is not necessarily a moment in history a lot of people remember.
Exactly.
Or know about and mm-hmm. everything. And yet it's still just as popular. I shouldn't say just as popular, but still has quite the following
all
these decades later and everything. Great singer-songwriter.
When I was in high school and I had to ride the bus, I was one of the ones that had to ride the bus the longest because of where I was on the route.
Yep.
The week of Gordon Lightfoot's birthday, because my bus driver always played music. He had a different soundtrack every day. Like, he'd focus on a different thing. But during this week, we listened to Gordon Lightfoot all week long.
Wow.
You got to know him really well.
Yeah.
the whole career of Gordon Lightfoot.
All of it. Every song, I think.
Wow.
That's funny.
That's a lot of songs.
We have some people no longer with us. One of the better pitchers in MLB history, Mr. Tom Seaver, born on this day in 1944, passed away in 2020.
Mr. Met.
Yeah, Tom Terrific, some people called him, but he was Mr. Met.
Yep, yeah, he was for the longest time.
My dad actually called him that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And one of the better actors in human history, certainly one of the most famous, career spanned 3 decades, the great Rock Hudson, born on this day.
Mm.
Rock Hudson, born in 1925, passed away in 1985. Mm-hmm. Very interesting story, interesting life. Just focusing on the man's acting. Certainly a lot of great roles over the years. I think that when we talk about, and to this day, casting directors, let me see your jaw. Let me see your jaw. I want to give me a profile picture. Let me see that. No matter how good you are, they want to see your profile. They want to see your jaw. I think a lot of that stems back to Rock Hudson. for one, I will mention Rock Hudson, an Illinois guy, born in Illinois, Winnicky.
Nice.
Also, I don't think, and well known, 6'5".
What?
Wow.
He was that tall?
Yeah, I did not know that.
I didn't know that.
I know quite about his career, but I don't know what I would feel comfortable saying his the best role he played or anything like that, but I think Giant is probably one of the more famous ones.
More dramatic for him, too. He did a lot of those light comedies, The Pajama Game and stuff like that, too. Those Doris Day movies he was very good in.
Doris Day and him.
Yeah.
Just great chemistry.
Yep.
Wonderful chemistry. One more time, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Lacey Williams, to Rebecca Schmidt, and to our qualifier, Raven Knipple. All of you, enjoy your day.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Congratulations, Raven.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Take a break, come back, and we'll have some more fun after Melissa's news. You head on over to Misty's Menu and treat yourself. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 94 to 1 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're hoping you're having a great day out there. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing any second now, like right now. How about that? That's timing. All right. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Doing well. James, yourself?
Doing good over here. Thanks for joining us, Phil. How are things at Quality Plus?
Doing good. Tracy's off for a few days, so it's Ken and I. So if anybody comes in, have mercy on us.
Keep that in mind. Very cool to hear. Phil, I don't want to make the audience wait any longer. They already had to wait an extra day. I do want to send a thank you to Phil and the gang at Quality Plus for moving this segment to the other day. We appreciate that. So, Phil, what is your word for today?
So the word for today is auger.
Oh, auger. Good
not like,
one.
Not like the ice auger. The A-U-G-U-R auger. And it means to foretell or to give promise of. Listening to the morning show augers great information and a lot of fun.
Very good. I like that.
Or getting something printed at Quality Plus Printing auger is a great marketing piece that you can use in your business.
There you go.
Nice.
That one I just made up. The other one I was...
I agree with both statements.
Yes.
I love fun words that are also fun to say as much as they are learning about them. Like that's a perfect example of it. That's a good one.
Yeah. Like I said, I just try to keep my eyes and ears open, and that one caught me the other day when I seen it printed somewhere. Okay, what does that mean? Here we go.
One of the things that we've talked about on air, off air quite a bit is how much the community has been using your guys' services for so many different things. And certainly as we hit the holiday run gauntlet here and marathon that it is from now to the beginning of the year, there are so many things that people are going to need, whether it's for their business or nonprofit or maybe even just for their own home, getting out RSV or getting out, letters or things like that. When it comes to that kind of stuff, Phil, all bets are, anything you need printed, you guys can do it, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's all right. We don't have anything standardized here. We don't sell a standard Christmas card or a standard postcard or whatever. We design them and make them specific to you, to the business, to the person. And so we're doing a heck of a lot of that already, and we welcome it, obviously, 'tis the season, and happy to help with those type of things. But, yeah, a lot of businesses sending out postcards this year and just thanking their customers and reminding them of their services and how they can help them in the next year. So happy to do that. And we actually have a lot of personal people that come in with their family letters or, that they need to make nice looking copies of or, and get enhanced by, using Tracy's design work. That's a big part of our business in the next couple of months, and we're sure happy to do it.
One of the things that we always like to encourage people to do, Phil, is checking out you guys on social media and following you on social media. But I really, if you haven't done so already, be sure to check out their webpage, qpprinting.com. Got a ton of stuff on there, not only to, get an idea of, hey, we'd like to have this printed for our family reunion, but do we want to do stickers? Do we want to do this, that? You can look in there and get some ideas. They've also got a great blog, and you can get a quote. They're printing all their printing services right there for you. Check out that webpage. It's a fantastic page. You guys do a really nice job with that, Phil.
Thanks. Yeah, I just got remodeled, just a few months ago. I really like the look of it, too. Thanks. And please know that, if you come up with ideas or things that, I'm involved with the next play, right, with the best family there. And we're having a great time. But we've printed some signs, if I don't do it here, I have connections I can with banners and things like that that we're doing for the play. They're walking the parade and things. So we're a one-stop shop. And like I said, we don't do it all here, but we have local partners that we partner with to make sure we can get anything printed that you need.
I'm going to get over there one of these days. We got to get those lanyards. We got to get the IDs for our team. We're out on remotes and everything.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Encourage people to buy local, support local. Visit Phil and the gang over there at QP Printing. They're just waiting for you, and they're open right now. Anything else we should let people know about the store, Phil?
No, just once in a while we have royalty that works for us now. Miss Wisconsin Rapids is one of our
That's right.
team. She's an indented servitude.
No child labor.
There's certain things that come with parenting.
Want, yeah. Well, they're,
proud of Maria, but
Congratulate her again for all of us, and congratulations to you, man, on being in the play. We're looking forward to seeing this. It's going to be a fun show.
Oh, me too. It's a great cast, and Sue Egren directing, doing a great job. It's going to be fun, and you know, brings the Christmas spirit out as this movie does, and the play will too. So come on and bring your whole family. It's a great family outing.
Mm-hmm. You can find out more and get your tickets at wrctheater.org for the Miracle on 34th Street play. Mm-hmm. And we'll be actually talking more about the company and such in next hour. But Phil, always appreciate the time. Head on over there, say hi to Phil, thank him for us personally. Their doors are open right now at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Always good talking to you, Phil. Next year, I promise next week, Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, well, no, I couldn't listen beforehand, which I tried to do, you know, to hear what you're talking about, and I couldn't. And so when I called in, I go, something's happening.
Yeah.
And I put the radio on and heard Terry speaking. I said, okay. So I apologize. I wasn't sure what was going on. Said,
no
okay.
worries. No worries. That's not, you have nothing to apologize for, man. That's on my end. That I should have done a better job communicating. I do work in a communication business. I do.
Yes, yeah, we both do. We all do, actually.
So, always appreciate the time, Phil. We'll talk next week. You take care. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you guys too. Thank you very much.
Again, visit our friends at Quality Plus Printing. They're at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can also give them a call at 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to follow them on social media. Buy local, support local. Mm-hmm. Take our break. Come back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome to your workout radio program. I don't know what we were thinking.
Wow, Seth. I'm impressed.
I didn't expect him to actually do push-ups to do it. Yeah. I mean, he really is. He's a dedicated, he's a method actor. He really does. He goes all in. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the morning show. I am at WFHR.
I am Richard Simmons.
I want to see you with Richard Simmons' hair.
That's good lord.
I want to see that look.
Are you wearing white shoes?
No. Sorry. I didn't go quite far enough.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. And I wanted to take this one, and this topic will take us right to the top of the hour. We've got the most popular dog and cat names of the year.
Ah, okay.
Naming a pet isn't like naming a kid. You can name your dog anything and it won't affect their life at all. You can't do it to that to a kid, and yet for some reason people still use the same handful of pet names over and over. Rover.com just released the results of its data on the most popular dog and cat names of 2022. I find that website name awesome. That's
Rover.
Great.
Rover. Perfect.
Yeah. That's going good.
Perfect.
And they're not surprising. Here are the top five of each. For female dogs, Luna, Bella, Daisy, Lucy, and Lily.
Well, interesting.
Male
people names.
Yeah. For male dog names, Max, Charlie, Cooper, Milo, and Buddy.
Buddy's a good one.
Buddy's a good one. And I don't think I've ever heard of a dog named Buddy. That's a good name.
Oh, really?
That's a good name for a dog. Yeah. It really is.
I've heard that one a lot.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I haven't heard that one. Okay.
So no Rovers?
Right.
Where are the Rovers?
No Rovers.
No Spots?
No Spots.
Oh, Spot. Yeah. Fido? No Fido? No.
Yep.
Female cats. Very, a little bit of a similar list. Luna, Lily, Bella, Lucy, and Nala.
Nala. Oh, that's a pretty
that's
one.
That's a very pretty name. I like that name. And for male cats, Oliver, Milo, Leo, Charlie, and Max.
Leo makes a lot of sense for a cat.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it really
does.
The
little big cat thing, yeah.
There we go. That's
because the lion, Leo, the lion kind of thing.
Yes.
Well, Nala is a lion name, too, from The Lion King.
Oh, that's true. I hadn't thought of that.
Oh, good catch, Mel.
Very good.
I didn't even catch that. Nice. Oh, I knew that name sounded a little familiar.
Oh, yeah, we know you're up on your Disney trivia, James.
If you got Disney questions, come to me. No, don't come to me.
We would take away your Disney card, but you don't have one, so it doesn't matter.
No, I know. But that is a beautiful name. I do like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people did get creative, though, and for inspiration, they looked to TV shows like Yellowstone or Euphoria, or movies like Encanto, and other random stuff, including some throwbacks. For example, Adam Sandler is hot again as a pet name, as is Happy Gilmore, Cruise, like for Tom Cruise. That's trending because of the Top Gun stuff. Mm-hmm. Also, because of the popularity of Top Gun, Goose, Maverick, and Cyclone are also all names people are using.
Okay, makes sense.
They're pets.
Yep.
Okay.
Gets a little more, even more interesting here. Some people are huge Jeopardy super fans and have paid tribute to Alex Trebek by naming their cats after him. There apparently has been a rise of cats named Alex or Trebek or Alex Trebek.
Right? Yeah.
And wow. Fast food is also an inspiration. The dog names include Taco Bella, Spicy Nugget, McGriddle, and Crunchwrap.
Crunchwrap.
Come here, Crunchwrap. Crunchwrap.
Why do I immediately picture a corgi named Crunchwrap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the perfect animal to be named.
It is. You're absolutely right, man.
Other hot names for dogs include Fezco, Mommy. Oh, that's wrong.
No. Don't.
That's
don't
messed
do that.
Up. That. No, I'm sorry. That's the first time I think I've ever said this. Like, that is wrong.
Yeah.
Beige. Okay.
Beige.
I want the most boring pet ever.
Yeah.
Boring
yeah. Beige. Name ever.
Yeah. Cats, Hella, Crescent, Haiku, and Hocus Pocus.
I know why that one's popular again. Yeah.
In the UK, the trendiest dog name is Mike.
Mike.
Jeez.
Okay, I'm not saying the British are boring, but...
I mean, when the shoe fits.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh my gosh.
Yikes.
Okay, here's the question I have. Did you know of many dogs named Rex when you were kids?
No.
Just in stories.
I think that was popular where I grew up, because I knew several dogs that were named Rex, which I thought is a very good name for a dog, which, you know, Rex means king. So you could also name your dog King. You
know, I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you know. I didn't know if that was a popular name ever or not, for just where I was from.
Yeah. This is it gets even cooler than this, you guys. If you go to rover.com, you can actually look up how this breaks down by your region.
Oh, cool.
Or the most popular city in your state or that kind of thing.
Right.
So, like, for us here in we got Milwaukee that shows up.
Okay.
Milwaukee's top cat names are Charlie, Max, Milo, Jack, and Kevin for males.
Kevin.
And
Kevin. Oh, my goodness. When you guys said Mike over there, I was like, well, at least it's not Kevin.
That's funny.
Sorry, Milwaukee.
That's funny. And Milwaukee's also top. I moved my thing. Here we go. Milwaukee's top female cat names, Luna, Bella, Olvi, Lily, and Leela.
Leela. Oh, that's a good one. Hmm.
That is good. That's hilarious about the Kevin thing, though. That's just too darn funny.
I'm sorry.
That's funny.
And an apology to all the Kevins out there. Yep. I mean, Kevin's not even a great human name.
But it was very, very popular in my generation. I know a lot of Kevins my age.
Yeah.
And when I was out in the dating world, you wouldn't believe how many Kevins and Brians and Mikes there are.
That's funny.
Like, that is the most popular names out there. I was talking to, like, three Brians at the same time and at least two or three Kevins.
I'm surprised there are not more dogs named Brian because of, like, Family Guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Milwaukee's top dog names, Charlie, Buddy, Louie, Remy, and Max for boys, male dogs.
Louie, that's a good name for a
dog. That's a good one. And the top female dog names in Milwaukee, Luna, Bella, Lucy, Daisy, and Coco.
Coco? Wow.
Not bad.
Yep.
I wonder how my niece Bella feels about also having the most popular
animal name.
cat and dog name.
Yes. Bella.
Those are all pretty good.
Yeah.
One of the other things that has been good is this turkey trivia we've been able to play.
Yeah.
Be listening next hour for that, everybody. Yep. We're going to give you a chance to do that. Looking forward to it. Also, want to remind everybody, we've got a great remote going on tonight. We are going to be joining our friends at the Spires Review and their foundation for their annual Lights of Love fundraiser going on tonight. Seth is going to be emceeing that. Seth,
I will be there tonight. Yeah. So not only are we going to be there from 4 to 6, we'll be doing interviews as we lead up to the 5:30 program. And we will be broadcasting the program with no breaks. right, from 5:30 all the way straight up to 6. We're going to include the whole thing there. So make sure you tune in for that. But before that, we'll be talking with people from the foundation. We'll be talking to the Wisco Tree Team, the awesome. Very, very cool people over there about decorating the tree and getting that set and ready. So we invite you to come out. It depends, of course, the weather, whether we'll be outside or not. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it outside. If not, we will be inside the hallway. And, of course, there'll be signage to tell you where to go. Or if you just want to drive up, park in the parking lot, and listen to your radio and watch the lights light up, that is there too as well. So we got lots of different options to check that out tonight, but we are very excited to be able to bring this to you once again this year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were able to do it last year. It was a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be just as fun this year.
The Wisco team are so great mm-hmm. to talk to. You're going to really enjoy that. And it's such a moving and wonderful ceremony mm-hmm. while also, you know, just hope and a lot of beauty as a part of that celebration.
And when they light up that tree, amazing. That tree is just lit up like, it's amazing. It's wonderful.
I've joked about last year's remote a little bit and how that went for me, being cold and everything.
Yep.
I warmed up right away when that tree lit up. It's hard not to.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool event and a really cool thing to be a part of. We appreciate our friends at Aspirus letting us tag along for this one and being a part of this celebration.
I also want to make a note that we are going to, I believe we're going to be recording it and turning that into a podcast as well. So it'll be available. If you do miss it, we will have it available later on. We can get that up on the website.
And you can check us out, WFHR.com. If you go there, we're streaming 24/7 right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can check that out. And, of course, at civicmedia.us, you'll find all of our shows in podcast form.
That's correct.
We will take a break. We'll come back and get into some more fun coming up here on Mornings at WFHR.